circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on an ever-spinning reel.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Now, good evening again, and good whatever it is, day or good morning, good afternoon, good evening, it is. But you can get me on radio. But if you want to be sure to get me and not sure that when you're driving a car and you want to hear it again, you need to go to FHU.com, Foundation of Human Understanding. That's all I want to say. And there you can see, listen to Roy live or refeeds. And you can get that any part of the world. So I just want to tell you, like this program. And I'm talking to Johnny in Kentucky, and I have him left over for, I almost said for dinner. My mind works crazy. Johnny, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Wasn't I talking to you about your depression?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, last week.
It's really suppressed anger. And if you just see the irritations, irritation with yourself, irritation with others, irritation with the sickness that irritation brings. If you can see that irritation is counterproductive.
Right.
And anybody who wants to control you, so I'm going to just give you a little story. So I took down a gang member, a gang bad guy, head of the gang. And it's a long story, but I'll make it short. We live in a nice part of town in California. I moved up here because to Oregon, I see what was coming 25 years ago. But two doors down, there's this gang that moved in with the bikes and their strange thing motions their car makes, goes up and down. And so I deal with them, and I called them out. I said, "Who's the gang leader? Come on out." He comes out, and I said to him, "I'm going to control you. I'm going to take your mind away, your bad mind, worse to that effect." He said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "If you're angry with me, so you're an angry guy. I'm a professional hypnotist. I have been. That's true. I'm also was an expert in judo, so I'm well equipped." And so I said to him, "If you get angry, I know you have getting angry. I can control you." I'm telling him directly. He says, "You're kidding me." And he says some very bad words. I said, "You're stupid enough. Listen, I tell you, I can make you do what I want, and it's anger that will give me the power over you. See." My calmness, you can't make me angry, I can make him angry. He's going to make me angry, and that's what they do, they scare you into submission. I'm going to turn it around. My confidence is much stronger than his aptitudes. And guess what? I said, "You're a stupid person if you don't, I'm going to teach you a lesson." So he got angrier and angrier, and I can see him, his thoughts from a distance. I could see it. I said, he's lifting his hand to hit me. I said, "That's what I want you to do." And immediately he rebelled. And when he rebelled, he couldn't move his hand. It was stuck in the air. And then he couldn't move. He didn't understand. And he ran away from me. He got on his motorbike and ran away. I said, I want to get you a ticket. I yelled at him. I said, "Who's next?" Next day, they were all gone. You win by not losing your cool. You got to do little things first. Start with, but your whole life is made up of little tiny things. Not getting pissed off, not getting upset, not getting annoyed or irritated. Understand these are dangerous forces. They can only, you can only be controlled if you react with fear and anger. And that those two things, well, emotion. Fear is an emotion. It comes from anger. So who hath fear is not made perfect in love. Whatever love is, you can't make it be a fearful. And if you can't make it fearful, it has a backlash on the person that's trying to get to you. Your depression is because you do not know how to deal with emotions and pressures of life. You are overcome instead of being the overcomer. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back. Somebody on the line just a little while ago, and he was in the introduction stage as I held him over, and he's been listening, but he hasn't said much. And Johnny, are you still there, Albin?
Yes, sir.
You understand the importance of you learning to be brave and noble and endure tribulations and trials.
Mm-hmm.
There's no virtue without temptation. So every opportunity that comes your way, you have to overcome the overcomer. Otherwise, you become overcome and depressed because you're going backwards instead of forwards. The dark side is making your life miserable and writing the typical story of hell and death.
That's right. Because the thing is I mean, I've got a physical problem to come along with them.
Oh, yes, all the physical problems, 95% of them are connected. People are only calling me about depressions and not to do about one's life and have social anxiety, but these are the precursors to every disease on earth. The destruction of your immune system, the messing with your chemistry. It's all that. And if I can show people how to find the way to the truth that sets you free from all of this, no one will be overcome you, and as a nation, you will be strong and bold, so powerful in your gracious response, in your inability to, the enemy's inability to move you, frighten you, upset you, because that's what it takes. In other words, your weakness becomes the enemy's strength. Your tendency to go along, to get along, is sickness.
Yes. But the thing about it is, I got to put this, there actually, I mean, I know Christ was confirmed by a devil, the devil in the Bible.
Well, but the devil didn't get any way with him.
No. No, but I mean, the thing about it is, it smells like there's some kind of evil, I don't know how to say, force.
No, you're not evil. You're not born evil, my friend. You were infected by it when you came into the world. So you're still deep down inside innocent. If I can... No, listen carefully. Deep down inside, I don't mean to be rude, but deep down inside, you have been infected, imprinted with your forebear identity. In other words, everybody who's angry is you're born innocent. Therefore, the world you come into, the cruelty of the world is people are unconscious of their own cruelty, and they're unconscious of what they think love is. They think love, but love to most people is appeasement. Get along to go along, and that emboldens the enemy. Enemies can see you in person or from a distance as a country to a country. It will attract them. You stink with cowardice. This country begins to stink with because we've raised the devil. In a manner of speaking, when the country has become demoralized, and you become demoralized by losing your cool and coming into a world that's crazy, and the world you come into is your mom and dad and the schools, etc., especially these days, and it gets to you. It hates innocence. The world around you hates innocence. You do find people who love you, who do know what love is, but they can't express it. They can't show it to you. But they only know, there was a time I only knew that I was different, but I didn't know what made me different. And then I discovered what it was. It was I was fearless. And it means that I had faith, but I didn't know that. And then one day I helped a lady who was a Christian and helped her to find what I was able to help her find what found me. And she went home and she got better. And the family says, "What happened to you? You're a different woman." She comes back and tells me to the Institute of Hypnosis. That's where I was learning that, discussing it. And she says, "If you look in the Bible," and she gave me verse and chapter. And when I looked there, it was word for word, but I'd understood it. In other words, I just didn't read it and remember it and play it back like an actor on the stage. I was living it. I didn't know that. And then I said to myself, "Oh, that's who you are." You see that? I didn't know I was different. And that's the reason why I could get through anything. Trials, tribulations, beatings, go to Africa, get persecuted there. Big guys, Afrikaners, don't like blacks and Jews. I beat them all. But I don't remember how I do it. It happens. I just remember this. I'm in South Africa. I just got off the ship. I want to make my life new. This is 1949, 50, something like that, 49. But maybe a little earlier than that. And it's way before Mandela. What a marvelous guy he was. He was the one that says, "You make me a president, I'm going to tell you what's wrong with you." Wow, that's exactly what needs it. What you've got is a president that loves what's wrong with you, nurtures what's wrong with everything, creates the problem and then loves you for it. Ah, that's a desolate damn thing to do. But anyway, I'm waiting for the train to go to Johannesburg. And I looked in a diamond store. It's my business. I just looked. I had a black gentleman. They're gentlemen. To the Afrikaners, no. Jews and blacks, they don't like them. The white people did in those days. Snotty-nosed people, looking down their nose at people. Anyway, but they can't fight back. So I remember the first time. I'm right there the first day. I'm looking in the window, just a black gentleman comes in, and he wasn't to me a gentleman, not to the other guy, not to the Afrikaner. And so he started to mess with him. I see it. I stood in front of that black gentleman and said, "If you want to mess with him, you know he can't fight you back. You're going to have to deal with me. You have to go through me." Now, this is God's truth. Now, nothing happened. The man walks away. Well, what happens to the gentleman is, I can see him thinking, not all white people are bad. See? And I remember that. That's all it means. I'm happy to do that. See? So, I don't know what to tell you. You need to be fearless. And who hath fear is not made perfect in love. Am I right?
I guess, I don't know. It's all advanced for me. I think about that.
But you see, your depression has to do with being upside down. In other words, instead of the inner life force coming through you like a glowing Jesus, I'm going to exaggerate just a little bit, like a person that's glowing from some unseen energy, and this energy, this force, is actually giving you instructions of how to live and how to unfold like a flower, so that your story will be like my story. I look back; it's a story. A crazy story, wonderful story. From nothing to where I am today, and still nothing, so to speak, as far as God is concerned. But I see that you're not seeing that your depression has to do with emotions. And you're addicted to these emotions because emotions make you feel alive when you're dead. The more emotion you have, the more dead you are, the more, because you're addicted to being emotional. And emotions are killing you. The good ones and the bad ones. What you need is to have them burned out of you from within. It's being be transformed with a renewing of your mind from within. Where is the within? Where is the within? That's the secret I can share with you. Go to my website, and get the free meditation called the 7-Minute Meditation. Is right there facing you. Go to fhu.com. Go to fhu.com. Just go there and do it, and then call me back, because you're just listening, and you're not enjoying my discussion, because you're not hearing me. No, you're not hearing me. Go there and do it first, and come and see me tomorrow. Call tomorrow. This is what I don't like to do. I've got a couple of days to do this, then I'll shut up. I misunderstood. I have two obligations. The obligation to my nonprofit organization is a church. It's not your ordinary church. You don't have to belong. I want you to belong to you. Well, him and you. And him and me. I don't want you to belong to me. I'm only human. So I don't want you to look, put me on a pedestal, take me off. What I'm saying, I not rehearsed. It will come as it will. But I would love, everybody's calling about doubts and social anxiety and one's not to compromise with integrity in his job, get it. But all those things I just mentioned, line 5, line 4, line 2, I'm coming to you. But all the diseases that you're, all that these doubts about what to do in life and social anxiety, wants to not compromise with integrity in his job because he is giving in on his job, he's doing that. That's a good question. But if you look at 100,000 more different diseases, cancer, mental problems, heart problems, all caused from stress, temptation. Temptation is stress. It's the stressor is the hypnotist. And if you can upset people, you can get into them and make bend them to your will. But if they can't upset you, you can bend them, tend to bend them. It's different. In other words, there's no compulsion about this. So if you try to do that to me or to a Jesus person, says to Jesus person who understands what I'm talking about and lives that life. So the effort, there's something about the hunger, that something about the brightness of who I am, and you will be the same way. Becoming perfect through trials and tribulations and not yielding. And so that if any disease that you have becomes immediately reversed. And so if you have cancer, it goes away. Within 2 or 3 weeks, it's gone. My son, Alan, introduces me to some, you know, very powerful people. And this lady was dying from cancer. He said, why don't you call my dad? She's a journalist, but she don't dare write about it, see, because nobody believes her. I don't care about that. So she listened to the meditation for 7 minutes. I did it on the phone to her. I did it on the phone and told her there's just to practice them. There's 7-minute meditation. It's easy. Well, go to my website, FHU.com, and get a copy of it there. It's cheap. It doesn't cost anything. So 2 weeks later, the cancer went away. That doesn't mean to say everybody's going to do that, because it's hard to get through people at certain stages. But sometimes you can catch people as the thief on the cross, the good thief. See, there is such a thing at last minute. That's justice, Creator's justice. But did you go the bad thief on the other cross? He's mocking him. Jesus says he's dying. So you will meet those people, but they cannot overcome you. And if I can get to the country will, a lot of good things, which are bad things to certain people, just to put it mildly. The psychiatry and medicine, need for medicines, legal or illegal, will drop 95%, and it will be a disaster on the people who live off your dying. And that's why I'm not accepted. That's why you won't hear much about me except bad. And the media is a liar. And the media is ruled by other forces. And in a sense, I was looking for this very special word for it, but hate us for our freedom. Because you can't have tyranny without slavery. See? And right now you're all slaves of something, even the medicine. You need to wean yourself away from that. The only way you can do that is to learn to find the will of the Creator rather than the will of the world. And that's what I'm not going to ask you to study and to learn and to read the Bible over and over again. I'm going to ask you to sit down for 7 minutes and let me show you where the door is. All right. Now, we go to California. Hello, Linda.
Hi. I'm following up with you. Basically, I am the woman with breast cancer that you talked to probably about roughly a month and a half ago.
Yes.
And my breast cancer had spread to my bones.
Yes.
And I followed your advice. I'm, following the advice of a doctor on medication.
You should need that until you don't need it.
Exactly. I understand. I see. Okay, so basically this is where I'm at. Because things are, I'm meditating on a regular basis and have been.
Yes.
I do see things being more effortless. And I thought that the codependent issue that I discussed with you last time,
yes,
was
okay,
the last of all the major issues.
Yes.
But I recently discovered that after you're saying, when your consciousness, something comes to your consciousness and something, the light is showing you your fault.
Yes.
Basically invite it. And I've been doing that more and more.
Mm-hmm.
I saw today more clearly that I did not realize how much doubt plays in my mind and how much.
That's the opposite to faith. Doubt is the opposite. So you're actually listening to the dark side of the force, and it's shaping your life, and it's eating you away from the inside.
Thank you. I honestly, having the cancer has caused me to look at things more realistically, and I realized some of the faults that I have that I didn't see before, and really it's added to the quality of my life, oddly. But
now, I will tell you for sure that as sure as my name is Roy Masters, follow that path. I see you turning around and seeing things that you've never seen before, and the dark side does not like you to be seen. It's threatened by it. It's separate from you, but it's becoming you to the degree that you give into it, as if it was something, some kind of God, some kind of power that is good.
Yeah.
It's not. Because it makes you feel good, if you get happy and you do nice things for people and people love you for doing the nice things, but you are giving your life force over to them because that's the way you're looking for love in all the wrong places.
Yes, I understand. I am still watching the codependence as we talked about, and I do see it as a sickness.
It's a sickness. Codependency is a sickness, exactly.
Yes, of course. I listened to a conversation you had recently with a gentleman who said that he had a voice in his head that basically conversations with people in his head even before the conversation happened. And, you know, this one I told you a while back plays music. And when it can't get me to give in to the conversations in my head, it plays music. So
that's the music you learn to block out those thoughts before.
Okay.
So you're used to, you must have had interest in your music sometime and misused it.
I did. In fact,
That's the reason. That's the reason.
Okay.
So it's in control of that. So you're not in control of that anymore, see? It tempted you to music is a nice thing, don't get me wrong. There's also bad music. But it's also use of good music to not to see what your problem is and make you feel look like you're happy when you're not.
Yes, I do realize when it's playing, I know that it's trying to get me to not see what's underneath it.
That's right.
And there are times where I do have silence in my head.
You don't want silence. I don't want you to have silence in your head. Because the thoughts will go pipe. Your thoughts are rotational. It's always moving. You don't want to stop that. What you need to do is catch something in because it's going to come in front of you sooner or later.
Right,
and you're going to catch something you've never seen before. And,
that's actually where I'm at. Mm-hmm.
But what it is that you will see is decided by the spirit of Paradise Lost.
Yes, I understand that perfectly.
All of a sudden, bang. It's the next thing in line. You can't figure out which one it is that you should deal with. You just let them go round and round in your head and just watch.
Okay.
Watch them.
Okay, I'll do that.
And don't try to figure out what it is, because when you least expect it, you can be sitting on the toilet or having a shower.
Right.
Pardon the way I said that. God doesn't care where you are.
Right.
The time's the time. He will show it to you. Wow, you say, I never saw that before. And it will keep on happening by itself. But if you keep trying to look at it and find it, you won't ever find it.
Okay.
Just relax and enjoy life.
I will. I saw today that my nature is really different from most people.
Yes, I can.
And I'm not responsible for that. I know God gave me
that's
life,
right.
And I didn't create myself or that. So I now just accept that is where I'm at. And many times people have basically victimized me, and I've reacted to it not knowing any better how to deal with them. And that's how the stuff got inside. And I understand that perfectly now.
That's right. You're right. You're on the right track.
Okay. Because, see, I told you that I lost parents by the time I was 13 years old, and I lost them to disease, and it made me obsessive with health. So I actually have to watch the impulse.
Yes.
Take vitamins and to eat food and stuff like that.
Be more sensible. Yes, be more sensible about taking care of your body. I had a gentleman, a friend, who is a farmer. I had this marvelous bull. Absolutely, it was shiny, you see. And he gives them molasses and you know, all the good stuff that's good for bulls. But he's smoking and chewing gum. You know? See, I said, how come you treat your bull that way and you don't treat your body that way? See? Yes, anxiety. That's the reason why the bull doesn't.
Right.
Bull doesn't know what right and wrong is. It's just a bull. See? But he is actually looking to smoking. He smokes, he thinks that... Thank you.
And I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes, free, with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
It's time to face the facts. If you don't conquer stress, stress will conquer you. Dr. George Hader, psychiatrist and diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
It's the only approach that I've ever seen in the whole field of psychology which allows you to become independent, which doesn't just set you up to take the next course in whatever type of psychology that you may be studying. It truly teaches you how to understand yourself and make decisions on your own and gradually grow as a person, become more confident and more effective.
Be still and know. Visit FHU.com and download the concentration exercise entitled Be Still and Know. Be Still and Know is rooted in ancient biblical principles that help you fight those unseen forces that up until now you have not understood. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. Be Still and Know and begin a new life free of fear, worry, and struggle.
Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line with Roy Masters and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation. Roy Masters offers his meditation exercise titled Be Still and Know on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence. Inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation, titled Be Still and Know at FHU.com. You can also call the Foundation Monday through Friday at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
Like a tunnel that you follow to a tunnel of its own. Down a hollow to a cavern where the sun has never shone.
You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Oh, hello again. Linda, we got to go through other people, but can you just bring that to a point now?
Okay. Basically, I'm thinking I'm going to continue along this line. But I'm thinking that I may have to actually go see you in person.
That wouldn't hurt at all. Every Sunday morning I have a seminar, literally a seminar, and there's no charge for that. So you can come and speak to me, and I suggest you look at the one that's playing now.
Okay.
It will very much help you.
Okay, I can do things.
I can do things there I can't do on radio.
Yeah, I understand.
Yes,
and you've done a lot to help me. I've really come a long way. I think you would agree. You told me I was very broken, and whatever was inside of me didn't want to leave. But I do feel that I'm really getting to the core of
you,
all these.
I absolutely agree, 100%. You have nothing. Yes. This illness you have is a godsend.
Yes,
just think if you didn't have it and you think you were okay for the rest of your life and you're not.
Absolutely. It's been a dichotomy. I mean, I think I'm finding life facing death, basically.
Well, I've been through that dozens of times.
Right.
I've always come out of it. Always. Yeah. Something magical happens. It's hard. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you the stories one day, one at a time, little bit at a time. There's so many.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time, and I'll be seeing you soon.
It's nice. I just want to say, do I sound like an almost 88-year-old guy?
No, you don't.
No, I'm not. I've survived everything. They can't find whenever I have a problem, it's something that looks serious, but it isn't. All of a sudden, they find there's nothing there. Maybe I got a little gas, and they give me gas aches.
Mm-hmm.
It's creating a symptom. It's all getting old. That's it.
Right.
See that? And there's lots of medicines I took in my early years before I knew better, so that my intestines don't have the usual protections that digestive capacities. They I can't put that back. I do the best I can, and I'm still okay.
Well, when I meet you in person, I do have some things that knowledge that I've acquired. It might be helpful to you.
I'm sure that is absolutely beautiful, because that is how I've learned. All the things I've learned from the people I've helped, they come back from hell, and I can talk about it as if I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. I know he plays the game.
Right.
It's always the same. Mm-hmm. It's emotions.
Yes.
What you need to do is drop the emotions, because it poisons the atmosphere of the tunnel that love is coming through.
I believe that 100%. I've never seen that before. I see that now.
It's good, beautiful.
Yeah.
You're a beautiful woman.
Thank you.
You are. You're a blessing to your family. If you have one, I'm sure you do.
I do.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to go to another caller. Who's next? Brian, hello in Virginia. Hello, Brian.
Hi, Roy. Good to be on with you.
Thank you. It's nice to have you. I just like company in the evening, because my mother, that's a Freudian slip. Mm-hmm. My wife is not well, so she's getting better. She's getting better from her codependency. See,
mm-hmm.
I don't respond in the way that codependent people like, so it turns into anger, and then anger kills you.
I see.
I'm trying to get it to see all that. It's not easy after 63 years of doing it. But she's doing much better.
We might talk about a little social anxiety. I have, a fear of speaking publicly or...
Well, you need some more practice.
Mm-hmm. Or at a deeper level, it's kind of being the center of attention, or whenever the focus is on myself.
Oh yes, did you have that as a child, when people praise you and you kind of don't like to do what they're praising you for? All of a sudden, is that used to be that way for you?
That sounds about right, actually.
Yes, he's grown up with it. I have some beautiful children, grandchildren, that have the same problem, but they've overcome it because they sense that praise is a way of. The way you hypnotize a person and make them do it is to praise them. And when you're very young, you can sense that the danger of that, and you don't want to do it anymore. So you tend to cramp down your talents.
Uh-huh.
And that's kind of an interesting way. It's almost like you're sacrificing because you don't want to have the place of God be popped up as if you were something that you're not. And children are very aware of
that. I've never looked at it from that perspective. But
if you do, you'll be all right. And you'll be able to, you're old enough now to overcome that. So let people tell you how wonderful you are. They thank you very much. See, and go on. But don't get the feeling. Don't look for the feeling. And if it comes to you, just watch the feeling go away. You also get an irritation, which keeps the need for a feeling alive. Because irritation and getting irritating is just as bad as getting a feeling of being somebody when you're not. Every high is a new low, you see. You do see that, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's what happens to people. Every high is a new low, and every new low makes you need a new high. And you die. Just from compliments. So, do you have any more to say about that, Brian?
Well, you know, I tie it to, you know, also maybe some sort of traumatic experience in the social arena, you know,
well,
I guess,
yeah,
when I was
well, what
young.
Is it? What could it be as you've been put down?
Well, maybe embarrassment or humiliation in, like I said, when the attention is on myself. I think it stems from, you know, an old experience.
Well, let me just
triggers. Now it triggers.
I get that. It triggers it. So it doesn't have to be the same person. It just has to look like and smell like it, right?
Well, it just has to be a similar situation.
That's what I'm saying. It has to smell like it. It's very similar. Right, I get that. It's the way I said the same thing, but you said it differently.
Mm-hmm.
And so once you understand, though, that you're resentful towards that, once you're resentful, you get a high, and then your tendency because you don't like the high, you have to go to the low. But the point is, that's what the depression is all about, because you see you can only get high if you have lost control over yourself. But if you can sit quietly and find the divine within you, he washes all the effect of culture away.
Mm-hmm.
So you neither feel high or angry. You can get high when you're angry. You can get high on love. You get high, and then you feel low, because every high is a new low. So it doesn't matter how you get it. So if you're looking for love in all the wrong places instead of within you, and you're looking to fulfill the need to be loved, and you're looking for love, you're always attracting the worst kind of people or bringing the worst out of them to service you. See? And so every high... anger is a high, and being praised is a high. Being exalted because you are so talented is a high. Every high leads to a new low, and a greater dependency to work harder to get high. To fix the high, anytime you fix the high, you get higher. If you, the result of high is low, because every high is a rejection of God's love and the acceptance of a lie love. You see the difference?
Mm-hmm.
Do you get the way I'm explaining this?
I do.
It's a cycle. It's a cycle. Every high,
exactly.
See, so why does a drug person become addicted? Because he has anxiety. Why does he have anxiety? Because he gets upset, and being upset makes you high, but also brings you to a new low at a point. Because every time you get high, have you ever heard of the name of an illness called, They switch from high to low. There's a name for it. A high 1 minute and a low the next. Bipolar. Yes, bipolar. Thank you. My producer just gave me that word. Bipolar. So you go between those two. So there's a period where the bipolar person experiences a pleasant high. But he has to become a slave to receive the aggrandizement, the glory, the praise that lifts them to high. But every that kind of high is playing God, and it comes in conflict with God, and therefore it starts to be very painful and create anxiety. So now you start to get angry with yourself because the highs are not making you better; they're making you worse. You feel more and more uncomfortable, so you tend to get angry, and pretty soon you're down in the angry world, and now you get angry, but angry is giving you another high. Every feeling is a lie. Is a lie of making you feel better, but making you worse. So when you get angry, you get worse. And when you get high on love, you get worse. And you keep going between the two because they're all the only feelings you know. And they're both wrong. And you never get out of it. You're going to die from it. So now you say to yourself, it's not human to not have emotions. I say, you're inhuman when you have those emotions. You are becoming a dark person because you're depending upon the raw feelings from the guttural world. That's what you're getting. You're feasting. Something is feasting on you when you want something, but you're wanting, looking downwards towards to make it clear. A good example of that is the person who's a drug addict has to call up the services of a drug pusher. But that's a chain of command all the way back to the dark side of the jungle. All the drugs. It's a whole system of things rising to the occasion and making you feel better and then worse. And then making you feel even better because the more pain you are, the more you need to take the pain away, and then the pain that you have is much more exquisitely relieved until you die. Oh well, Brian, I got one more caller. And can you call tomorrow? Brian?
Oh, sure.
Yes.
Yeah,
call me.
I appreciate you.
We'll continue our call. Did you appreciate that?
I appreciate that. Yeah, you brought some new insight into the situation.
Don't be afraid to. Don't be afraid. If you have a little boy and he cuts his. If you have a little son and he cuts his leg, big cut. You don't want to be like a mother. The worry catches the child and makes the child. But if you're calm, the child is calm and goes through it with courage.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way you do it. Calm. I saw a man who was a bullfighter get gored by the bull, and they put him on view because there was a camera there. He was as calm, and everybody was fussing around him, and he died calm. Talked to people, knowing he was dying, calm. He didn't mind. He knew the future was beautiful. And so long as you can keep your cool, you will not be transferred to the wrong side of the force. Every time you learn to overcome the overcomer, you get closer to God.
Mm-hmm.
And a new self takes place of the old self, dark self, that mucky thing that's inside you that you think is you. And since there's nothing else but that, you defend it. See that? With emotions. And looking for highs and lows. But every high is a new low.
Mm-hmm.
And so you go, but the way you can do that, but people have that bipolar is to run to the load, run to the anger, and then the anger makes you feel guilty, and then you think, well, I've got to go, I can't be like this all the time, so then you're looking for approval. And the more approval you get, the more a slave you become of the approval. Every high is a new low. So that's how you get social anxiety. You don't know how to deal with life. Life is dealing with you. What you need is love, and love has no feelings. It doesn't mean to say you don't do nice things. You don't do it. You don't need a feeling to do it. You just do it. And God rewards you with spirit. Because it isn't you that's doing it. The good is Him doing the good through you. There's no glory in it.
On your mind. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, please, I just want to refer you to a little problem I have. I misunderstood how much money I had in the bank, so therefore I can't do both things. If I don't have enough money in the bank, I've got to be able to pay my employees is about 12, and then the network needs to be paid for the purchase of time, and that's how it works. But I don't have enough of both now. See, so it's so hard to make a point. But I tell you what would relieve me if you would support my program. If you haven't supported it, please. Sort of pay it forward as other people paid it forward for you, because if that person didn't have the grace to pay it forward so that you could hear it, you couldn't get better. I wouldn't be able to help you. So I put myself in that. So I misjudged, the amount of money I had, because I'm staying home. It's an excuse. But let me tell you, excuse or not, my wife is not well. I stay with her. I don't go to work too much anymore. And I do my program so I hardly move from my house because I have to take care of her. I have to rely on the information that I have to, but if it's not clear enough, then I get the wrong answer, but I'm not blaming anybody. But the point is, I need to pay the bills. And normally I can, but this is the first time in 55 years that I made a mess of it, see, so. It's not a sin, but I don't like to ask you for that, but I do need to stay on the air. I can't juggle them. One has to go, but if one goes, the other goes too, you see. So I have to pay the network or pay my staff. It's a difficult decision. But if you will support my program and make sure you stay that way, I'll be all right for the rest of my days. Because this is where I'm going to be when you're looking for an answer. All right. So, just quickie now, Robert in California. Hello. Is Robert?
Hello, Roy.
Hello, Robert.
Hey, good to talk to you again.
Thank you.
This is kind of a quick question, but this morning at work, I came in and my manager wanted to have a talk with me about something that happened last week.
Mm, yes.
And I stood up and said something to somebody while I was on the job last week, and it was, it's not something I thought about. It's just something that happened in the moment, which was the right thing to have done.
I'm not following you.
Okay. This is
the question you have on the screen. Wants help not to compromise his integrity on his job. I don't know what that means, but you're not saying it exactly. And we've only got a few minutes left.
Okay. Well, like I said, I'll rephrase it to make it simpler. My manager was basically like, you can't be speaking up to people at the job. And
I see what you mean. I see what you mean.
Yeah.
So, but what does it mean by speaking up to people?
Just basically, I mean, really it was something simple. I just told a lady that she was being impatient about something, and she reported me to the manager, and then he called me in for a meeting and had a
So I can see what the world you live in. This never used to be right. When America was America, see, but now you've got people who hate. They see some goodness in you. And so, therefore, I don't like to be collected. There's people listening to me right now, and they hate my guts. But, you know, they're going to pay for that. They're going to pay for it. I know that. I talk about these things all the time, but I haven't got time to show that. So next time somebody is, now, here's how you do it. So you have people on the job that don't like you. So don't argue. So let them say what they want, and don't let it bother you. Bothers them.
Okay.
In other words, they got nothing. They got nothing to tell about. See that? But you've done it.
Perfect.
You understand that? So now they come and do it again to you, and again and again, and all you do is smile, and acknowledge it, go on with your job. That's all. That's all it takes.
Okay.
And they'll go crazy. Okay.
Okay,
it's that simple. I'm a little devil, aren't I?
Well, I know what you mean.
Well, you could actually make good things happen. Good things to bad people, because they're going to either go crazy, or get better. And if it goes crazy, it works for you. And if they say, oh, maybe I'm a little bit out of order, I see what. They feel guilty after a while, and maybe they come across and say, you know what, you are something about you I like. I did, hated you at first, and pretty soon you got a person and you haven't said a word. There's times when you don't need to speak. When you got living in that kind of environment, no, you don't have to say a whole lot. Acknowledge it. Thank you. See? These are temptations. You just don't let it bother you. And call your names and sticks and stones and break your bones, but names shouldn't hurt you, right?
Right.
Okay.
That's true. It was wonderful. You pretty much just said exactly what I was trying to express.
Your whole life will change. Just going to your business and just being, not being put down. Not to even feel it. Just look at them. And they sense that they can't get to you because they get hungrier and they get angrier and angrier and angrier. I've had people, you know, give up and run away from their job to get away from me.
Yeah.
But I haven't done anything. Okay.
Right.
Be good.
All right.
I'm Roy Masters. Please support the program. Please. Other people have helped me to help you today. Would you please? Feed the ox, that's me, that treads the corn. And then I can grow. Up to now, for the last 55 years, there was a spike there in the beginning. And then the media got hold of it. And I've been subject to that for a long time until I became media myself. See, that's where I am now. And now I'm breaking through. And it's just the right time. I'm here for you. Support me. The address is the Foundation of Human Understanding, Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Easy. Or go to fhu.com/donate. And don't forget the meditation exercises free on my web, fhu.com.